Senate afternoon. You are joining We the People Radio. Sound a little less like Marge Simpson, don't I?
Yeah, you do.
I got all my science movie voice.
Oh.
My name is Aaron Ryan.
And I'm Bill Cundiff. And I'm sounding more like Marge Simpson.
Yeah, you are, yeah. Actually. We're switching teams.
Yeah, we are. Hey, our sponsor this hour is Pape Machinery, our local John Deere ag and turf dealer. If you need a mower, you need a tractor, you need attachments, you need service for your tractor or mower, go by and see them. They're at 3119 Twin View Boulevard in Shasta Lake City. Also, they are the local Honda generator dealer. You can go by and get yourself a new Honda generator.
Soon to become pivotal
coming.
As the heat hits.
That's right. And also, they're the new steel product dealer as well. So if you need a line trimmer or a pack back blower or chainsaw, go by and see them. They got a great selection over there. And you can get them on the phone at 226-9226 or reach them on the web at papemachinery.com.
Ta-da!
There you are.
And I was thinking this would be a good time for people to go get their tractor serviced since, you know, the world is hiding inside.
That's right. You
from
can get in and get out.
Coronavirus. This would be a great time to take your machinery to the shop.
Yep. Yep.
Just drop it off. Put your mask on and
it's really
and
funny,
run away.
Because we have realized a slowdown in business since this, and I think a lot of people have. People just aren't out doing things, fear of getting the virus. So.
It's raining. If you're in Northern California, it's raining. Today is March 15th, 2020, actually. So if we, for whatever reason, air this again. But, when the sun comes back out, which we live in Redding, obviously, it will come back out with a vengeance. But back in the flu in 1918, what they did was they took all the patients outside.
They found that the people
who were outside did better than people inside. So, if you want to kill the virus, fix your mower and go mow your grass.
That's right.
How's that for an ad?
Yeah. Stock up on vitamin D.
I should be the marketing director.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Get out and get some sun.
Yeah. Wheezing in the house is stupid.
Yeah.
So our guest this hour is Dr. Shizong Chin, but he's on the phone with somebody else. We're the chopped liver
Hello.
Today. Oh, he's still on there. Okay. Well, he told me that I was supposed to kill time. So here was my time killer. Glad you're here for it, Dr. Chin. So a group of policemen down in Sacramento, they canceled their meeting. The name of their group is called the Foothill Fuzz. And so the Foothill Fuzz luncheon announcement came out the other day. It's with utmost reluctance that we feel the need to cancel the spring Foothill Fuzz luncheon until the toilet paper shortage is over. Our immediate minimum number for the private room at Red Hawk is 60 patrons, and with less than a week to the event, we have fewer than 40 signed up. We'll try again after the present ongoing hysteria settles. On related note, the state of California has announced that testing for the Wuhan virus will be conducted remotely in the privacy of your own homes to prevent exposure. Simply place a stool sample in a heavy envelope and mail to Governor Gavin Newsom, the State House, Sacramento, California. I was like,
ouch.
You gotta really like retired policemen. They're really fun.
They have a sense of humor.
And then they had a little note at the bottom. They said, I've got to think if somebody told the Clintons that the coronavirus was going to snitch them out, it would be dead inside of a week.
Yeah.
So that's another option. And there goes the humor of the program. Except for the one little meme I got. Somebody sent me this. With so many people staying home in March, I'm predicting December 2020 will be the largest baby boom since the end of World War II.
Yep. There you go. They're going to be called Corona Boomers.
The next generation, since we run out of letters, what do we have? X, Y, and Z. It's like, where do we go from here? Ta-da!
Yep.
And an answer is born, literally.
There you go.
Dr. Chin, maybe you could peel us off the ceiling. We're obviously we're obviously having our own little respiratory illness here, so the coughing is it isn't like one of those sitcoms, where they have canned laughing. Like, we don't have canned coughing for the coronavirus show. We brought the real thing. But you're on the phone, so you'll be all right. So we've done a bunch of shows with you for people, who are maybe just tuning in or haven't heard our ridiculousness before. You can find everything at wethepeopleradio.us. We have a tab on China, and in all seriousness, there's some deadly serious stuff on the China tab. If you are unaware that they are involuntarily harvesting organs from Chinese citizens who have not been convicted of crimes or any other reason other than they've got the right blood type, you might want to go and do a little research there. It would make sense of a lot of what you're hearing in the news, too. When you hear that, you know, China's cured the virus and all that kind of stuff, I think you will be a little bit more informed. So, anyway, what do you have for us today on the latest in coronavirus land?
Well, I hope our listeners are aware that a spokesperson for the Chinese Foreign Ministry has formally accused U.S. Army, now not just the United States, to be specific, the U.S. Army has carried in this case should be called the Washington virus or America virus or wherever that army came from, maybe called West Point.
The West Point virus.
To Wuhan and study in China. Now, this is serious. I'm not joking. Right? When it has taken to that level, a spokesperson for the Chinese government's foreign ministry took it to his tweet, who formally accused U.S. Army, and was very specific, right, and spread that virus to Wuhan. And that is very serious. So I think we should know about that. We should, and we should learn from this how abnormal this regime is. This is not your garden variety regime, not even your Hitler regime, not your Stalin regime.
Isn't even your Bernie Sanders communism.
Right. This is some regime that the world should think very seriously. And then the second information I want to bring to our listener, our audience, is that I think it was either 2 days ago, um, 93% of the coronavirus cases, I would say much higher than that, because they calculate that using China's number. But anyway, even use current available number, right? 93% of the coronavirus cases focus on four countries, with the fifth and sixth country coming up as the same trait. But the four countries are China, Italy, South Korea, Iran. Again, if Iran's number is believable. Right? Now, there's a dog outside.
Who let the dogs out?
The four countries account for 93% of the cases. Now, what, besides China, what are common of those three countries? They're all very close to China.
They're all palsy-walsy with China.
Right.
Okay, hold that thought, because, I'm not sure that most people realize. I want to explore the Italy connection, because I think maybe you had sent me something about that, and I thought that was really interesting. So we'll come right back. Our guest is Dr. Shizong Chen. You're listening to We the People. Join us online, We the People Radio. www.fatbay.us. All right, Dr. Chen.
Hi.
Tell us why Italy. Because I don't think people realize what's going on in
the
Italy.
Connection.
So, Italy has signed up with China's Belt and Road Initiative.
What is a belt? It's belt like a belt you wear around your waist, and Belt and Road is called the initiative?
So, the belt in Chinese has two meanings. A belt is one meaning, but there's another meaning is lead or guidance.
Ooh.
So, it's a double meaning. So, I'm sure our audience are familiar with the Silk Road.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the CCP is trying to copy that and trying to expand its international influence, and at the same time it's really meant to export its surplus of production. So that's worth another talk show. So why has the surplus of production? Its production is not meant for its own people. It's meant for something else. So that's worth another talk show.
Interesting.
The world are led into this blind. I kept saying this, early on from our program, we never really got a chance to dive really deep into that. But early on, I said, we just don't know. We don't know that the mainstream media has hidden this away from Americans for a long, long time. In fact, not just the United States, but worldwide. Right? So the Belt and Road is a investment and takeover initiative from the CCP. On the surface, it's the CCP wants the world to believe it's like similar to Marshall Plan, where they would help those countries that sign up with this initiative. China would provide them with loans, with funding to build their infrastructure. And yet it has been a trap. Now, before this virus, now the virus make it much worse, right? But even before this virus, it's a trap. It's investment and own. So it is supposed to provide this country who cannot. It's somewhat similar. Well, it's not similar. I'm just making an analogy, right? Like the subprime loan.
Right? Okay. And we all know the subprime loan thing is what exploded the financial market here in the U.S.
Right. This is one is also exploding. So China provide loans to countries who they know cannot afford them. Still provide them. The contract has it this way that if they cannot pay the loan, that China will grab their valuable piece of real estate.
Uh-huh.
Their port, you know, there are maybe there are minerals, maybe there are natural resources, maybe there are oil fields. Okay? So anyway, also, this loan are signed with problematic regimes. They are corruption-inducing loans. That the loans would have a lot of under-table deal for whoever signs them. They'll benefit them. And so this initiative is loaded to begin with. It's never meant good. And so people may go on to the website and check out and vote initiative and see how it has been doing. No good for China, not for the world, not for other countries. Right? There are countries who are deep in debt and have to, just like, you know, this original design, to hand over their hoards, their resources. Right? Now, that, you know, we should talk about Belt and Road in another separate program, but I just want to put that into perspective, the coronavirus. The coronavirus start to show its spread map, and it coincides with Belt and Road.
Who would have thought? You signed a trade deal with China, and you get a free virus.
China declared, okay, the CCP declared that we do not export revolution, we do not export, colonization, we do not export this and that. But it forgot to mention we export coronavirus.
Yeah, a little propaganda and some coronavirus. What could go wrong?
Yeah.
I wanted to let people know that I'm posting an editorial, and you know, where was it? Oh, this was in the Epoch Times. The editorial is where ties with China, where communist China are close, the coronavirus follows. And so that's on the page for today, March 15th, 2020, down at the bottom. I posted the whole article there, and I think you had sent me an excerpt from that and some other notes, but I thought that was pretty interesting. So for people who are trying to wrap their mind around this, that might be a good place to start.
Right, 2 weeks ago in our first program, talk about beyond coronavirus.
Yeah.
There I said the best way to stay away from coronavirus is distance yourself from communism. Because this is a communist virus. And it's showing more and more. Number five, number six on the list are France and Germany. Right? And those are countries with also close ties with the CCP. France in particular helped the CCP build the P4 lab. If people do not know about what P4 is, P4 is really about safety level 4. It's the highest level of biosafety lab. Now, biosafety lab is important for biological research, because sometimes people are dealing with dangerous pathogens. But when you're dealing with the dangerous pathogen, you can make it good or you can make it bad. In this case, there's enough suspicion, there's enough articles to question the CCP scientists have been using it to do bad things, to try to create something harmful. And this coronavirus may be a result of their leaking. Now, leaking the dangerous pathogen. Now, the P4 itself, or biosafety level 4 lab itself, has some potential scandal in them as well. But anyway, that may be another topic. But France is the country that helped China to build that lab. Now Germany since the trade war with the United States, Germany and South Korea are two countries that have been hit the most by the trade war. Between the trade, I want to talk about trade war, I'm talking about between United States and China. So it's interesting why a trade war between the United States and China would hurt Germany and South Korea.
Yeah.
Because they are so closely related with China. So their economy are so tightly connected with China's economy. So when the trade war hits China's economy, the ripple effect even hit them hard. So I'm trying to make a case that they are very closely connected with China's economy.
And so the mechanics of it, so do you think the virus winds up there in more prevalence because they have people traveling back and forth to China from China, that whole thing?
Or products traveling
or
back and forth.
Or is it stuff? Or, I mean...
Yes, there are two explanations. That's the explanation at our secular level. Right? It's politically incorrect nowadays to talk about higher level, non-secular level, because people would say, have this resentment. And they don't tend to believe stories in Bible anymore.
So we're just talking about evil? Are we talking about evil here?
We're talking about evil, and we're talking about specter, we're talking about a demon, higher level, lives in other dimensions, right?
Yeah.
So when you're talking about disease, what kind of disease is firstborn plague in the Bible? And people say, that's not true. What if it is true? What kind of disease is that? So there are diseases in China's history.
Interesting consideration.
In China's long history, there have been numerous records of disease targeting particular kind of area, particular kind of people. Particularly when a dynasty is so corrupt, when it's about to end, it's quite common that there are disease attacking the dying dynasty, but not attacking the coming dynasty. Say, for example, the Ming dynasty. Towards the end of the Ming dynasty, that's about 400 years ago, 500 years ago. Right. Not too far. Sorry. The beginning of the Qing dynasty. So it's about 300 years ago. So when the Ming dynasty is about to end, there is a plague that only affects the army in the dying Ming dynasty, but it didn't affect the soldiers of the coming Qing dynasty and the other rebel army. Think about it. So nowadays we think, that disease is just disease. Well, a lot of diseases are just disease. But there may be some disease. There may be some diseases who are not just regular disease. And that's what I'm talking about. And
interesting.
People may not believe in it, but we'll see. We'll see whether we'll believe it, with more coming. But it is clear that right now, at least the pattern is there. It's up to them how to interpret them. But the pattern is those who are close, those countries who are closely related with China are more inclined to get the disease.
And it's interesting because I don't think people, especially in the United States, really realize how much, which countries are doing a lot of trade with China. I think folks around the world would... would maybe have better information, especially if you live in those countries. But that editorial is really interesting, and it would be worth people going to read just to kind of wrap your mind around that. We have to get into these wider topics about China because there are really two schools of thought right now, that the Chinese are our friends, and it's just like democracy, only slightly different, and there's nothing scary there, nothing bad. And then the other school of thought is, hey, you know what, they're communists who spy on us all the time and spew propaganda, and now have unleashed a deadly virus on the world, and I think that's not going well for them. The propaganda can't contain it. So, really quick break. We'll come back with our guest, Dr. Chen. You are listening to We the People. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us. So, Dr. Chen, now that we've established that being a trading partner with China and embracing communism will give you a bad virus, I guess, not to put too fine a point on it. What else would you like to add? Because I frankly think that's really interesting.
Well, we have spoken this before, even before the virus. It was our program, went way back, right? Remember? So there was one program we talked about, about the conflicts of human world. There are only two kinds of conflict. The first kind is the kind that even animals know how to do. The kind of that based on interest-based conflict, fighting for territory, fighting for food, fighting for mating stuff, right? Fighting for reproduction, those kind of conflicts. And then there's another kind that only human knows how to do, and that's the ideological base. Conflict, the kind that deals with either right or wrong, or truth or false. That kind of a conflict, animals do not know how to do. They do not do that kind of thing, right? And it is the later kind. The first kind is more prevalent. Does animal even know how to do it? The human, of course, know how to do it. It happens all the time, daily, hourly, minute, every minute. Right? But it is the latter kind that poses greatest danger for human beings. That calamities are all caused by the second kind. To prove that, animal has never caused calamity to themselves, but human has. And the greatest ideological conflict that human is capable of or can get themselves into is the kind that we are now engaged in, wittingly or unwittingly. That is the conflict between who believe in the vine, the theist, and those who are anti-theist, who, you know, in the history, there has always believers and non-believers. But what I'm talking about here, the anti-theists are not the non-believers. They're the anti-believers. The CCP, the kind that prohibit others from believing in the divine. Right. And why this is the greatest conflict? You know, in any conflict, in any other kind of conflict, there would be a victor, and the victor would survive. Right. But the reason this one is the greatest is that in this case, if the CCP happened to be a victor, no one will survive, because humans are made by God. Yeah, some people do not believe in that. Okay, but I am speaking from the believer's point of view.
Right.
Why is a big deal?
And in China, that gets your organs harvested, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so the CCP is the leading force. The main force of the anti-theist force, right? And that's the headquarters, that's where it came from. And yet, a lot of people from different parts of the world unwittingly assist that regime. Many of the people who support the CCP, they themselves are believers. But somehow, they overlooked that fact, and they unwittingly assisted that regime. And if we believe that this is a conflict, and then we can understand why being closely associated with that regime will have major consequences, because believe or not, it doesn't matter if you believe or not, this world is created, human beings are created by God, and they run the world. They, if you choose to associate yourself with a force that's anti-theist, it would not be on the divine side. Things would turn out bad for you. And we have talked about this even before the coronavirus, months before.
Well, it's part of everything. I mean, the anti-theist standpoint of the Chinese government is what allows them to harvest people's organs. To do all of these things, you can't do that if you believe in God, and if you believe people were created by God, and you think, I mean, there are all sorts of things that you can't do if that's your
You wouldn't do.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Yeah, your conscience wouldn't allow it. Conscience would dictate your practice. And I forget who we had on. Maybe it was you. Somebody was telling us that they had put, I think it was Dr. Wen Chen, I believe, who had said that they had injected monkeys with human DNA. And
I did. Maybe she also did.
Yeah, maybe yeah. You guys both did. Like Dr. Chen's, what the heck? But I remember at the time thinking, oh yeah, you wouldn't do that. You wouldn't do things like that if you valued human life. You wouldn't do that.
Right. And it's behind everything that makes the CCP make China what it is today and make this coronavirus that can happen. This is the national president's national security advisor, Mr. O'Brien, the other day said China has wasted the world 2 months valuable time in fighting this coronavirus. It's bound to happen. In that system, this is bound to happen. Everything that happened in China happened for a reason. And that is a regime who refused to be held for any accountability. People who believe in God will have some bottom line. They'll be responsible for certain things. They'll be accountable for certain things.
Sure.
That the CCP refused any accountability. And their way of refusing that is through lies. And if lies doesn't work, then violence. If you want to, you know, hold me accountable, I'll kill you.
Yeah, sure, because you don't mean anything. Your life has no value. We have to take a really quick break. We will come back with our guest, Dr. Chen, and you know, I'm curious your thoughts on what we're seeing here in the U.S. as we take God out of school, and you know, the ACLU kind of runs everything. We're not allowed to say stuff, do stuff.
It's important to talk about that.
Yeah, I think we should, because you have a very interesting perspective on it. Meanwhile, we'll be using a lot of hand sanitizer here. Apparently, it's time for the next round of hand sanitizer. I guess every break we have to do that. It's really kind of odd. My little germ friends here. So we'll talk to you in 2 minutes. You're listening to We the People. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us.
Wonder what tomorrow will bring. Maybe a diamond ring.
Well, it's all right, even if they say you're wrong. Well, it's all right. Sometimes you gotta be strong. Well, it's.
Thought we should have a happy song, just for the heck of it. It's just to confuse everyone. So, Dr. Chen, looking at what goes on and what has been going on, the trending in the U.S. to supposedly for the benefit of the youth to take God out of everything, I'm guessing you have some fairly strong opinions about that.
It's the worst thing that our country's leader can do to this country. I want to take some snapshots of, you know, history, you know, some pictures.
Right? Sure.
Talk about. So, the U.S. Americans, we used to talk terms that people would understand. For example, when President Lincoln talked about the Civil War in his second inauguration address, he declared that, but the Almighty has his own purpose. And he said, you know, what you have owed others through wrong deeds will be paid back. So we used to know that. And then it was the Black Death in Europe that brought people's spirituality or their attention to their spirituality back to their life. Okay. So we used to know that. Now, through what you have described, taking religious out of this, out of young people's lives, those becomes something of a makeup story, right? And in this program, we have talked about NBA's kowtowing to China just not long ago, a few months ago. We have a program dedicated to that. And then just earlier in your program, in the news part, and there was a news that the NBA, NFL, NHL, the players got together to donate, to pitch in their donation, so the non-player, the stadium workers, they can be compensated from their donation. All this are very, I have to say that these are, there's a clear difference between America and China. This thing cannot happen. Right now, it won't happen in China. And then the one more thing I want to say, or two more things. One thing I want to say that yet when we'll talk about this scale, we have to look at a this you know coronavirus. We have to look at from a bigger scale, right? So yet when this very kind-hearted people who would donate their money to help the non-player worker. When it comes to dealing with China, they somehow sided with the regime that's anti-theist. So, looking from a bigger picture, from a higher perspective, how do beings at higher perspective balance those two, right? It becomes a question. So maybe it's not fair to some individuals here, but some NBA players are infected with this virus. Is there a reason or not? We don't know. But last year in this program, we talked about how NBA has called out to China.
Yeah.
We discussed that.
Yeah, NBA was all, yeah, it was, yeah, they were their lackeys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's when they were on their and little tour over there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the last thing I want to say is I think this country, I think President Trump has done a thing that this country really needs is the national prayer today.
Yeah.
So this helps to bring things to a different level, to a non-secular level. I think that's important. It may still take a while because what you have mentioned, this taking religion out of people's lives has gone on for how many years? Right.
Yeah, it's been kind of a slow creep, but then when people, you know, when they start wanting to take down, you know, any kind of statues, they want to take things out of, they want to take pictures of George Washington out of a school.
Well,
I mean, there's like
in
all
God
this.
We trust. Any kind of a religious saying on a courthouse. I mean, they're taking it out of everything. And I think we're now, after years of this, I think we're starting to see the effects of that.
And I think people have started to fight back on that as well.
Well, yeah,
I mean, you look
because
at,
now they see what
you know what a good
the result
example
is.
You know, remember for a while there, it was considered whatever bad form to say Merry Christmas, and there were a whole lot of us who said, "Yeah, we're still going to do that anyway." And I've noticed over the last couple of years, Merry Christmas has made a real resurgence.
Yeah, it has.
That whole happy holiday thing just didn't. They tried to force us into it, but it didn't work.
So remember, all this whole China discussion really started, you know, from you interviewing June. But also, very importantly, we had a discussion China's or the CCP's, you know, encroaching of our value. We did two programs with it. We did two programs on China Fornia, remember?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, back in July of last year. Can China Fornia ever be California again?
Right. And that is what we're talking about here. That the United States, over the years, has unwittingly helped the CCP to get stronger to the point that it can threaten this country. And luckily, the United States or America, Americans elected President Trump and stopped that trend. Yet still, the wrongs it has done, this country has done, in assisting that regime in its exploitation of its own people, those debt still has to be repaid. In what way, I don't know, but that's why I want to mention President Lincoln's address, that all those debts have to be repaid.
Yeah.
And maybe we are in for now. We're in for one.
Well, I think people thought if we were just nice to the Chinese and we worked with them and started a good partnership, that they would become more like us, and I guess I would submit it's kind of gone the other way.
It's they loved it.
Instead, we're ignoring really big things that should be alarm bells.
In fact, that itself, what you just described itself, is a deception.
Yeah, absolutely.
I believe those policymakers who made up this explanation to ease Americans, Americans are good people. I'm one of them. I truly believe they're good people. Yet some are our leaders, some are, you know, right now they're our leaders.
Yeah.
They have ulterior motives. And so as to, so we do not object to what they're doing, what they have done, they make up some theory.
And with that, I'm sorry, we'll have to do ... and do this on another week. Our guest has been Dr. Shizong Chen. You've been listening to We the People. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us.